The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Welcome to The Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. I'm telling you, saints of God, this is a powerful teaching. Glory to God. We're talking about the force of faith. Now, that is foreign to some people. They don't even know that faith exists, let alone a force of it. But for the believers, we are to walk by faith and not by sight. As a matter of fact, the just shall live by faith. Now, that means that you need to know what faith is and how to make faith work for you, because that is what we're going to have to live by. Now, you and I have been given assignments in this earth, and we've got to go from one place to another. In other words, from a place where we receive that assignment to the place where we execute or fulfill that assignment. Now, when you do that, battles are necessary for you to get to where you're going in this life, in this faith life. And you overcome these battles by faith. You got what I'm saying? Now, this is the good news for the believer, because with faith, God always causes us to triumph. He gives us the victory every time. Now, we're going to be talking about this in this particular series. Now, get your Bibles and get ready to take some good notes now, because we're talking about winning every time. You ever heard the expression, win a few, lose a few? Not in the Bible. Glory to God. He always causes us to triumph. Well, get to your Bibles. Let's go into it. It's called The Force of Faith. Let's look at Mark chapter 16, verse 1. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. I ask you to underline the word bought. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Underline rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said to them, be not affrighted. Ye see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. Now, they knew the tomb had been sealed. Yet, they bought some spices to anoint that body, or to whatever they did with the spices for that body. In other words, they were going in the tomb. Now, hold it now. You got to bring yourself back to this picture. They knew soldiers were there. The Roman soldiers were to guard that tomb because it was rumored that somebody was going to seal the body and claim that he rose. And so that's what Herod and them did. But they bought spices. Now, this wasn't an army of guys that had been trained in war. This was how many women? You know. Are you following what I'm saying? Let's go to James, please. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Now remember, when we talk about faith, the spirit of faith is released. I'll say it again. When we talk about faith, see, whatever you talk about in the scriptures, the spirit of that begins to come pervade the area. Verse 17 of James chapter 2, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works, come on, is dead? Faith without works is dead. So when you're talking about the good fight, you're going to have to put some works to your faith. It's not just important that you have faith, but you're going to have to put faith to work. Now, we saw that over in Luke. Let's go to Luke chapter 17, please. Luke chapter 17. What is it that faith cannot do? I mean, this is not a trick question now. There's nothing faith cannot do. That's why the church virtually has no limit. It's nothing faith can't do. Okay? So when I'm using my faith, I told you I was over in Uganda and they were showing me this man or showing me this place where to take me, said, hey, this man who is using his faith over here, he had his faith such developed until he kept his light bulb burning for 17 and a half years. So notice, the light bulb was supposed to go out at some point, but it just didn't even go out. Now, faith did that. Are you following what I'm saying now? Folks, I believe faith can fill up your tank while you sleep. Look what it says here. See, that he said, according to your faith, didn't he say that? Be it unto you. And I think what has happened, again, is that the church has been infused by Gnosticism. There has been an intellectual spirit that has tried to come in the church and bring the church into details. But see, faith needs no details. When you read it, you say, by his stripes I am healed. You know, you're not trying to get the details out of that. Let's see now what I need to do. Now, Jesus will direct you. The Holy Spirit direct you. He said, go show yourself to the preacher, whatever have you. But I'm telling you right now, you get too much into details, it'll pull you down in the mental realm. And once you pull it down the mental realm, now that kind of short circuits your faith and causes so your faith won't work. Are you following what I'm saying? People ask you when you're in faith how you know that's going to happen, and you know you can't give them a good answer for it. You be fishing around trying to sound sensible, but you don't sound sensible. You sound like you're out of your mind. I'm telling you, I told my boss, I said, John, I'm leaving the company. This is when I was working for the computer company. He said, oh, you what? I said, I'm leaving the computer. He jumped up and closed the door. He said, leaving the company? He said, what's wrong? I said, nothing's wrong. He said, well, why are you leaving? I said, I got a call on my life. You got a what? I said, I got a call on my life. He said, Bill, take 2 weeks off. Just like that. Just like that. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Those people, the same people that when I had faith, now I didn't leave without faith. I didn't leave without somebody, because I hear you cooking up right now. I'm going to leave my job. Boy, if you can't. Okay, don't make me say what I did. Okay. Now, when I was out processing, the same people, some of them I hired in the company, I passed by their places of work, and they kept their head down writing like they were writing. Wouldn't even speak to me, because I think the word was out that he's gone cuckoo. He's up a little out of... Are you following what I'm saying? And folks don't want to be associated with you when you cuckoo. But, hold it, since then, I've gotten some of them saved, one in particular, one of the managers. Since then, I have gotten a call as much as I think about a year ago, maybe a year and a half. One of them called me, said, Bill Winston? I said, yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, I should have left when you left. That's what. Still there. Faith. 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 Are you following what I'm saying? The good fight. Because we win. Every time. But now once I started in faith, stay with me. I had to stay in faith. Am I right about it? You remember Peter saw Jesus walking on the water? And Peter said, if that be you, bid me to come to you on the water. What did Jesus say? To come. Now, question. Was it the will of God for Peter to walk on water?
Yes.
Had to be. I don't care what the situation was, Jesus wouldn't have violated the will of the Father.
That's right.
He said, come. It's God's will for you to do the supernatural. It's his will for it. But to do supernaturally, you're going to have to think supernaturally. And a lot of people are not willing to think like that. Because when you start thinking supernaturally, you start thinking against the grain of what you've been taught. And so Peter got out of the boat and started walking. And then here he goes. He took his eyes off Jesus and began to look at his circumstances. And what happened to Peter? He began to sink. And then he cried out one of the shortest prayers in the Bible. Lord, save me. So when you do step out and you miss your footing, you can cry out for mercy from God and God will deliver you. There, I've seen, and when I used to go to, years ago when I used to go to this, big tent circuses and so forth, and those guys get up there and they said, okay, they're about to perform a feat now on the high wire and we're going to take the net down. Boy, I used to, man, I want to see this right here. But the point of it is that the net for you, as you dare to walk by faith, is under you. Watch this, and it's new every morning. Every morning. Because God wants you to get out of the boat. Wants you to come out of the comfort zone. Okay. So when Peter started to sink, Jesus said, Peter, wherefore did you what? Doubt. Doubt is a cousin of fear. You got what I'm saying? So don't let people bring doubt in, because a little doubt kind of grows real quick. And the next thing you know, you wonder whether or not God really said that and all the kinds of, are you following what I'm saying? But once you start in faith, you got to stay in faith. So I started with a bank in faith. But I had to stay there for almost 7 years. But it happened. Watch this. It had to happen because faith is a law. It always works. Always works. Are you with me? So the just are to live how?
By faith.
Now, what are you using your faith on? So I'm just talking about here, faith without works. So let's get something to use your faith on. Say, okay, I'm going to use my faith to boom. I'm going to use my faith dress. I'm going to use my faith tuition. I'm going to use my faith. Are you following what I'm saying? Because God wants you to use your faith. That's why you're coming in here. Get built up in faith so you can go back out there and use it on something. Now, don't try to use it first night, 7-bedroom home in Winnetka. With 5 swim pools, so, and 10 car garage. Let me see. Okay. All right. Say force of faith. Come on, say it again. Force of faith. All right. Well, let's go on down to verse 11. Let's go on down there. You know the scripture. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were what?
Cleansed.
They were what?
Cleansed.
They were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and did what?
Glorified.
He glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was who?
A Samaritan.
And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? And there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said to him, arise and go thy way. Thy what made thee whole?
Faith.
What made you whole?
Faith.
Faith made thee whole. Jesus did not say God's power made you whole. Now we know God's power was involved in it. He did not say, I made you whole. We know Jesus was involved in it. But notice he put the thing totally on them. He said, your faith has made you whole. Say amen to this. All right, so let's go a step further. All right, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Does your faith need to be fed?
Yes.
How often?
Yes.
Every day. What feeds your faith?
The Word.
The Word of God. Okay, your spirit loves the Word. Your mind don't have time for it many times, but your spirit loves the Word. It has to be fed daily, okay? And sometimes you just need to take a whole faith break. I mean, you need to take a day off and just spend a day in the Word. Spend some time in the Word because you're going through something. You just need faith to get through it, okay? Verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I what? Spoken. We also believe, and therefore what? Speak. All right. I'm going to make a statement. Okay. One, battles are necessary for you to get to where you're going. Okay. Now that is going to be pretty much the way your life is going to be as a believer. Why? Because the enemy doesn't want to give up any ground to God. But you're here, and the violent take it how? Take it by force. All right, let's verify this scripture. Let's go to 1 John in chapter 5, please. How are we doing? We doing okay? Let me know when you get there. All right, ready, okay? Look at 1 John chapter 5 and start reading at verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God, you can put whosoever, is born of God, overcometh the what?
World.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our what?
Faith.
All right. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Come all the way down to verse 19. And we know that we are of God. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. I ask you to put in your Bible the next translation. That translation is under the control of the evil one. The whole world is under the control of the evil one. So when you start moving by faith, you are going against the tide. Got it? So you got a battle wherever you're going. You with me? Now, how do you overcome that? How do you overcome? Come on, how do you overcome according to this? It's by your faith. Say by faith.
By faith.
Okay. Overcome implies that there's an obstacle. So you've got to overcome that. So I'm used to it now, folks. I'm used to it. The moment I work up a plan to do something in the church or whatever have you, we got to do it by faith. You're going to have to do it by faith. Because it might seem simple, but boy, let me tell you, pretty soon it starts getting hard and so forth. That's when you know you're up against something. And the carnal thinker thinks that it's just natural. It's not. It's spiritual. There's enemies, spirits sent to resist you, to keep you from getting to the other side. Say amen to that. All right, let's go to one more place with that same thought. Let's go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, please. Verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have what?
Peace.
Are you with me? In the verse 33, In the world you shall have what? Tribulation. But do what? Be of good cheer. Come on. I have overcome the world. Let me define tribulation for you. You ready? Tribulation is severe affliction. It's distresses in life. It's vexations. It often denotes trouble and distresses which proceed from persecutions. Tribulations. Now, we're going to have tribulation in the last days. The Bible talks about when tribulation comes, we should be exceeding joyful. It talks about don't faint in tribulation. Tribulation and persecution arise for the word's sake. So we're tribulating now. We're going through life, and there's coming affliction, a hardness, trying to come against us, trying to stop us from getting to where we're going. But we're going to make it. I said we're going to make it. Now, how do I know that we're going to make it? By faith. Now, how do I get faith to know that I'm going to make it? All right. Let's go to a word of God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, please. Chapter 2. This is what I do. I do myself the same way because I got to fight them devils. Let me know when you get there. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Have you got it? Verse 14. 14. Now, thanks be unto God, come on, which always causes us to triumph. Amen. So God always causes you to triumph. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. A couple of pages back. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Come on, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I got something coming against me now, so I'm going to build my faith up. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57. Have you got it? But thanks be to God, which giveth, come on, us, come on, the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, do I win a few, lose a few? No. He always causes me to what? Triumph. And he always gives me the what? Victory. Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that. Now, that's talking about faith. Now, this is what every believer should hear and should be able to operate in, especially today. I mean, you got economic meltdowns and all that. Folks, if there's one time you're going to have to use your faith, it's right now. Oh, glory to God. So one of the things we brought out in this particular teaching is when you're using faith, stop trying to make it easy on God. You know, that's a sign of some unbelief trying to drift in there or some doubt. No, stop trying to make it easy on God. Remember Elijah when he was up at that place of Mount Carmel and he was going against all those prophets of Baal or whatever have you. And he told them, he set up this altar and he said, now you call on your God to light the fire in this altar and then I'll call on my God. Well, they dance around this thing all day long and call it on their God. I mean, till evening. And he began to kind of play with them. He said, hey, you know, where's your God? Maybe he's on vacation, you know? And then after they moved aside, he said, now wet this altar. Put water on it. And then he said, put more on it. Put more on the wood, water on the wood. He was going to show them that this God that we serve is an omnipotent God. That means an all-powerful God. He can do anything. I mean, he can, the power of God is so strong. Somebody said, well, he can't lie. Well, I know all of that. Well, let's not deal with that. We're talking about these things that you and I have before us as opposition. God can remove them. Because all he needs is our believing. So we have to believe it and speak it and see God move. Now, what am I saying? Don't try to make it easy on God. Don't try to bring it down to where you can figure out how to do it with your own mind. God is all powerful. He can make it happen. All he needs is one word, faith. Praise God. Well, the address and phone number on your screen, I want you to order it right away. We're talking about the force of faith. Now, with this particular faith teaching, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That means the more often you hear it, the more faith builds up in your system, in your heart, so that when the force of faith is released, you can have that faith to move mountains in your life. I mean, do the impossible things that never could have been done. So this faith is very important for the believer in these last days if we're to glorify God in this earth. It's a powerful teaching. It's called The Force of Faith. Well, this is Bill Winston. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Are you facing challenges in your life and you can't see how you'll overcome them? Are you experiencing sickness in your body, problems in your relationships, or troubles in your finances? This is the time that the force of faith is required on your behalf. The force of faith can do the impossible for you in any situation.
The enemy is not after us. What is he after? He's after our faith. Because he knows faith will defeat him every time.
In this new series, Dr. Bill Winston shows you how to develop your faith and use the force of faith as a power in the earth to manifest all that God has promised you.
Why is faith so important to you? Because faith has no limits. There is nothing that faith cannot accomplish.
Order The Force of Faith today, and you'll learn why faith always declares the outcome before the fight ever starts. Why fear contaminates your faith. Why faith dictates your destiny, not people, and much more.
You've got to fight the what? Good fight of faith. See, you got to stay in faith. If you made that confession, you got to stay there. Say amen to that. Because you can't go by how you feel or what's coming against you. You can't go by how it looks or what somebody said. You got to go by one thing, the word of God. If God said it, that's what you believe.
To order your copy of The Force of Faith, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. We as believers can use the force of faith to transform our lives and live the abundant life God has designed for us. Order this teaching, The Force of Faith, today and allow your faith to grow to higher heights.
Success is a choice. This choice is driven by the decisions you make. In his book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, Dr. Bill Winston will tell you why God created you to think big.
As a man thinketh, so is he. Want to change your life? Change your thoughts.
Order your copy today. Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. For information on visiting our satellite churches located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Tuskegee, Alabama, visit our website at www.billwinston.org.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.